get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm your host, David Blackman, with my co-host,
Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim, how you doing today?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good, my friend. I'm doing good. Can't complain. Another episode. Today, we're going to discuss where to find freelancers to outsource work. A few episodes back, we talked about why and when you should outsource work. Well, now that you've figured out that you need to outsource work and you've got some opportunities to do that, we want to tell you a few places to find freelancers to outsource that work to. So you want to start us off today?
Yeah. The first one on my list is one that I've used quite a few times, and that is Upwork. It used to be Odesk. Actually, Upwork acquired Odesk, and so they basically merged and kept the name Upwork. And so it's fantastic. Place to hire contractors to outsource work. I've used it for quite a few projects, different freelancers, and it's great because you can see basically their past work. You can see how much they've earned, how many active jobs they have, the success rate of those jobs. The people hiring them will rate and give, you know, 5-star reviews, etc. And so you can really evaluate them even before you contact them or invite them to apply for the job.
Yeah, we've used Upwork as well, and I have to give Tim here some credit because he's the reason why we ended up using Upwork, because of his experience with that platform. It made me reach out and look into that platform, and you know, we've had nothing but success with Upwork as well. So I'm sure you know there's always bad apples in every bunch. So if you have, you know, our experience has been pretty good so far. I think Tim's has as well. So but I have heard horror stories as well. So number two on our list, Tim, social media. Very powerful. Take advantage of it. Facebook, you and I both have used personally. We have a, in fact, I think you're an administrator of a Divi Freelancers for Hire Facebook group that focuses on hiring Divi freelancers. So you can go in, you can post your project, your budget, your what it is that you need and stuff, and you can have people apply and then start, you know, kind of weeding through that process and stuff. Facebook, exactly. I got my first employee, you know. I mentioned in a previous episode when we were discussing about, you know, outsourcing and global currencies and stuff like that. That actually all came about because of a Facebook group that I belonged to. And I really realized that the benefit and power of Facebook groups for networking and marketing your company and also, you know, building a team and hiring and stuff. And, what's the word I'm looking for, Tim? When you partner with someone to work on projects and stuff, and my brain
collaborate.
There you go. Kind of like Tim and I right now on WP the Podcast. Collaboration. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, really, if you think about it, the Facebook groups, or more specifically, the Divi Facebook groups is how David and I met, as well as a bunch of our kind of inner circle of friends that use Divi and have businesses based around Divi. And that's how you and your partner, Corey Jenkins, met, right? And formed Apps and Grove Studios.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were full-blown business partners for 14 months before we ever met in person, which may sound crazy. And in the old business world, it definitely was crazy. But in this day and age, it's not so crazy. So
That partnership was meant to be.
Absolutely.
And one more thing I want to add, I found my full-time support employee through the Divi Freelancers for Hire Facebook group. And so no matter what theme you're using or framework, you know, there's all different types of Facebook groups centered around different themes, even different plugins have groups and so forth. And so you can find people that are experts in the platform, the tools that you're already using.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Tim, I believe you've got the next one on our list.
Yeah, which is Fiverr.com. And I haven't used it personally, but I've talked to some people that have good experience with it. Typically, the contractors you find there are international. And so they're coming from countries where the cost of living is a lot less. And so you can pay them $5 to produce a logo or something quick and design wise. And, you know, that's a full day's work for them. And also a lot of contractors use it kind of as a way to get new clients. So, you know, you buy a logo from them for $5 or whatever, and then, you know, you build that relationship, and the next project, you know, you pay them, you know, something different. But yeah, I've heard good things about it, although I have not used it.
Yeah, well, we've used it quite a bit. I've used Fiverr a lot. Fiverr is very much the lower end of design scale. It's more template-based. So there's a lot of PSD mockups that people will just pop in, you know, Premiere, you know, you mentioned logos and stuff. You know, there's a lot of templates that are out there on the internet. And Fiverr is more template-based. They do have some high-quality, high-end designers, but they're very hard to find and stuff. That's if you're looking for a unique, you know,
custom
custom something, Fiverr is probably not the place. But if you're wanting something quick turnaround, a video made, an intro for your YouTube channel, or anything like that, Fiverr is the place to go. Very inexpensive, cost effective, great platform. We're going to kind of blaze through the last few on this list. Yep. Jobs.wordpress.net. If you're a WordPress developer, you can go onto the job board for WordPress, take a look at what they offer and stuff. We've never personally used it and stuff, but I know friends that have and stuff.
Yeah.
Another one on the list, Tim?
99 Designs, and I have used this one several times for logos, and there's other design elements as well. But basically, you host a design contest, and so designers from all over the world can submit designs, and then the winner wins a prize, anywhere from $300 to $500 or more, depending on, you know, how much prize money you want to give them, which will attract better designers and so forth. But great tool.
Fantastic. Top Talent is the next one. I do have several friends who work for Top Talent. This is going to be your top 5% of the talent in their niche. So, for example, if they are a you know, back-end programmer who knows C++, you can hire Top Talent on this website. You can get anything from engineers, software programmers, mobile app developers. Now, this is not necessarily a economic way to go, because you're going to pay, you know, top you get dollar. You're going to pay top dollar. That's why they call it Top Talent, and you're getting the top 5%. So the old adage of you get what you pay for, you do really get what you pay for, because these people know what they're doing. So if you're looking for an expert, check out toptalent.com. And last but not least, Tim?
The WPMU Dev Job Board. I have not used it, but I am a member of their site. I use a few of their plugins, and so I've looked at it, and it looks like a pretty good place to post jobs as well as get jobs.
Fantastic. Well, there's our list for where to find freelancers to outsource work. We hope it's helpful to you. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast. And until tomorrow, we'll see you
then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.